You've done a lot of work with soul retrieval, your recent book, Mending the Fragmented Self, and also Bridging Shamanism in a Modern Day Culture. Don't they bridge somewhat?
They bridge really well. Shamans look at the spiritual form of illness, and illness can manifest on an emotional and physical level. And what we're really seeing right now, because so many people who actually show up for my workshops right now are psychotherapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, and doctors who feel that they've really hit a wall on how far traditional methods can go. And I think that part of the problem is that when we moved into a modern day way of looking at illness, we left out looking at what was happening on a spiritual level. And the piece that shamanism brings in that is really needed right now is being able to look at what is the spiritual cause of emotional and physical illness that's happening on the planet today. And we're not looking at an or. We have to choose whether we deal with the spirit or the mind or the body. What we really need to do right now is to combine all these methods together. And the spirit got dropped out when we started to look at modern science.
Tell me how you got interested in this.
Well, I was always a spiritual kid, but I didn't have a form for my spirituality. And I went for my master's in counseling psychology at the California Institute of Integral Studies in San Francisco. And while I was getting my master's, I took a course on shamanism and shamanic journeying and learned about shamanism as being a path of direct revelation. And what I really loved about shamanism for me as a rebel who grew up in the 60s was there was no voting in shamanism, meaning that whatever your experience is real for you, and nobody can invalidate that. And so it's a spiritual practice that really empowers people to learn how to trust their spiritual guidance and their intuition to be able to make their own decisions instead of having to give power away to others. And so I first started the practice of shamanism for myself, learning how to receive guidance from helping spirits. A shaman is a person who journeys into non-ordinary realms and meets up with guardian spirits, helping spirits, compassionate spirits who can provide guidance and healing. And so first I started out for myself, and then when I started to see clients as a traditional psychotherapist, I found that I was able to get some really good information on the core issues of what was happening with my clients, and that sometimes as psychotherapists, we talk around the issue, and when we consult with spirits, they're looking at a person's issues from a different perspective. And so we could really go in and see the core what's happening, which speeds up the psychotherapy practice. And then as I continued with my experience in shamanism, I love the stories that come out of the indigenous cultures, but that hasn't been my way. I've been more looking at how do we work with the issues that are coming up in our modern world today. And my experience with shamanism started to show me how to treat people who were dealing with the issues that are coming up for all of us in our modern world.
Why are they coming up so much now?
Well, I think that we really moved. Technology is wonderful. I love technology. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I live in Santa Fe now. I love having heat and lights. But what's happened to so many of us is we've gotten disconnected from nature and nature's cycles. And we don't slow down. Everything, you know, time is speeding up, and people have way too much to do in a 24-hour period. And that's that is stressing our immune systems, and it's also stressing our psyches because we don't have any downtime. When we follow nature's rhythms, we see an ebb and flow. There's the times of rest, and then there's the times of the bursting forth of the blossoms and the flowering and the growth. And in our culture, we see ourselves as disconnected from nature's cycles, and it's causing a tremendous amount of stress. The metaphor that I oftentimes give people is imagine yourself walking against the flow of a river constantly. And that's what we're doing in our world. We're constantly walking against the flow of life, and we're not allowing life to show us what our own natural cycles and our own natural rhythms are, and it's causing us to be stressed out. And then, of course, the collective consciousness puts a lot of pressure onto us of we have to work more and we have to collect more things, and everything in the material world is what's important. And we forget about taking time out to just experience the beauty of life.
Well, absolutely. Now, you've also pointed out four major causes of emotional and physical illness, as the shamans would look at it. Exactly what are they?
There are different causes of illness. And again, we're looking at what's spiritually out of balance that might manifest on an emotional or physical level. From a shamanic point of view, when we're born, we have these guardian spirits who act kind of like guardian angels. They protect us. They keep us healthy. They keep us well. And sometimes what happens is those spirits tend to drift off, and that leaves us without power. And the symptoms of a person who would be dealing with power loss would be chronic depression, chronic suicidal tendencies. Somebody who's always sick, every time you talk to them, they always have a flu or whatever cold is going around town. Chronic misfortune, people who it's beyond just bad luck. It feels like there's this string of events that feels unnatural in a person's life. And in the circumstance of power loss, the shaman actually travels into the dream time or non-ordinary realms and retrieves a guardian spirit for that person to retrieve power. Another cause of illness is soul loss, and that was what I wrote my first book on, soul retrieval. And most shamans around the world believe that illness is due to the loss of the soul. And soul is our essence, it's our life force, it's our vitality, it's that part of ourselves that keeps us alive. And it's believed that whenever we suffer an emotional or physical trauma, a piece of our soul, a piece of our essence, flees the body in order to survive the experience. So in our culture, sexual, physical, emotional abuse, being in an accident, war, being a victim of a terrorist attack, acting against our morals, being in a natural disaster, surgery, addictions, divorce, death of a loved one, anything that causes shock can cause soul loss. And the symptoms of soul loss are similar to the symptoms of power loss, of feeling depressed, suicidal, dissociation. In psychology, we talk about soul loss as dissociation, where we feel as if we're not home, we're not present, we're observing life as if it's a movie.